So God really loved this world, and He even gave us His only Son. So we grab hold on to this covenant, and then we are assured of that. That's the faith. Also, the return. We will go outside of the sinner's life. 1 John 2:15. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them. You really believe in Jesus Christ and all this teaching of this world. I don't really need it. Why? Because I have really received the Jesus Christ. So that is also the faith to really make decisions. Then who is the object of your faith? That's the Trinity God, Triune God. God is eternal, and He is not going to change. Then this person will say this and will say that, but the God is not going to change. The Creator God, the Savior Christ, and Advocator for the Holy Spirit. Hebrews 11:1. Faith is confident in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Faith is confidence in what we hope for. So it doesn't really happen yet in front of your eye, but you believe. But people will say, if you believe, you can do anything, everything. No, but actually your future is actually determined by God. Then that's why you really believe in the Word of God. Please work on this like this. Then something didn't really happen. So faith is not something that whatever you dream of will be really done according to God. It's not really the faith. God will do this, then for sure, then this is the covenant I grab hold onto, and then I try to do. Because God really promised me, and then I really want to return from the world. So you have the assurance about what we do not see. Genesis 3:15, the offspring of woman will come and strike the head of Satan. We really didn't know, we didn't really see that Satan's head had been really crushed. But you have the faith in Christ. I believe in God's word. So from the Moses, from Adam to Moses. So Messiah hasn't really come yet, but they believe that He will come. So every night you build the altar and you give the sacrifices. So you really, then God really said you really have to give the blood of sacrifice in the age of Isaiah. Isaiah 7:14, that the virgin will be conceived by the Holy Spirit. So those people who be really saved through Jesus Christ. Then this Messiah has really come as the Christ. Then you are the Christ. Those people who really believe in that Jesus is the Christ. And those people who really listen to the God's word. that you are actually having a walk of faith, just believing the fact that your sins have been really forgiven. What do you believe in? Jesus is the Christ. And I believe that only Jesus Christ is the solution, and this Christ has been really given to us as a gift. When God really said, believe in me, we cannot really have anything that will really make us to be able to believe in God. So God is the one who really gave us that gift. So this is what I did, and then so how come, how can you really proclaim that I'm the child of God? Then, oh, I'm really saved. Then how can you really preach this gospel? How is it possible? It's all done by the grace of God. So the faith is confident in what we hope for and assurance what we do not see. So from the chapter 1 to 10, it will be explaining the, how great the Messiah is and Christ is. Then Christ. You really have to let them know that whatever you want now, and compare that to the Christ. So you, the Christ is much better than the answers that you're actually looking for. So Christ is greater, much greater. And God is really telling us you have to believe in it. This Christ that you believe in is much greater than anything else. So through the scripture, so Holy Spirit always will make us remember something, reminds us of God's word. And the best and greatest answer for me is Jesus is the Christ. So according to what God's plan is, please give me the grace to me. And Noah, he talked about Noah today. So he was really making the Ark of the Covenant on the top of the mountain. And that place was, it doesn't really have any rain. So in a normal person would look at the Noah, then really it seems so foolish. But the Noah actually knew and then believed that there will be the flood one day. Then God will be really doing it. So for over 120 years, that's what Noah was really making. So by the Holy Spirit, God really worked upon them. The many of them probably thought that, ah, Noah must have gone crazy. It's the same thing. How can we really have the church construction? Seminary school and then Japanese language school, it was really far in last year. But then God really gave us the answer. Then God is actually doing it. If it be based on the reality, then we'll be sick that way. It's not the prayer. It's not by the worship. We'll be sick in the people who will be really doing it. So the faith is not really, even if the situation doesn't really feel right, or it really seems like it will take forever, but it's God who will really making his covenant come true and fulfill it. So you believe in it and you have the faith. So you really have to proclaim this. So then we, by the faith, they become the righteous men. So it's very important to really confess their faith. You should really support them, help them. All this word, all these things will be really imprinted in them. So what I really need to do is, when you're really afraid, when you're not really worried, you have to really say it. You really have to confess your faith. Then God is the one who will really listen to your word. Those people who really believe, then God is the one who will be blessing. But disbelief and all the sins that they actually confess, it will be forgiven. So you should really confess of your sin. This week, I didn't really believe in God, and based on my own experiences, this is what I did. I repented, and this time, so this is what I really want to confess, and I really want to confess it, and please help me. So all this God who will really give us the chance to really believe in. Romans 3:22. So you really have to confess it all the time. Those people who will really believe will be saved. So before the salvation, they really have to believe. So there are people who will really believe in Christ. So if you really confess that Jesus is the Christ, you can't really know. Mark 16:16. Those people who really believe and then get baptized, those people will be really saved. So you really have to believe in Jesus Christ first. So those people who are really saved will receive all this peace in heaven. You shouldn't really make your... My Father's house has many rooms. If there are not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. So we have really received this eternal answers. That's what we have received. Eternal protection and assurance. So you shouldn't be worried about anything, but you have to believe in God. The faith is not something that whatever you imagine will come to you. You need to really believe in that God's work. Then you actually believe in the God's power. The 3,000 disciples of three regional churches are actually already prepared. So these answers will come for sure. So you have to return from the sin. You have to put trust in God. Then live accordingly. then revive the non-pastoral churches and revive the churches in Japan. Those things are actually so through ACA, there will be the spiritual leaders who will really guide all this country. And then please pray for the teachers and the students, and then devote yourself. I'm really worried about my child. Don't be. You have to believe in God. What should I do with my work? You don't have to worry about it. Because God is the one who will really work on you according to the God's time schedule. I bless all of you to recover from the covenant so that you can actually have the faith and then be victorious in your field. Let's really be able to proclaim the value of the gospel throughout the field. Let us pray.